Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Crazy criminals were busy this week in Florida. Here's what's on The Docket with Karen Curtis.
This week on The Docket...
What they're looking for is unlocked vehicles with the key fob left in the vehicles.
A South Florida police chief says the solution to a really big car theft problem is don't leave your key fob inside your unlocked vehicle in the driveway. Pinecrest Police Chief Jason Cohen told WPLG car thefts with the same MO are happening all over South Florida.
When we talk to other agencies that are having the same problem, the MO is very similar. It's usually a group of three or four guys in one car. They're usually coming into neighborhoods driving a higher end car because it doesn't stick out. They're jumping fences.
75% of cars stolen in Pinecrest had a key fob inside. Martin County Sheriff's Office arresting 34-year-old Darren Pouncey for the death of his mother. Medical examiner ruled that 58-year-old Christina Dorio died from multiple blunt force trauma wounds. Investigators rushed to the Stewart home on New Year's Eve after a neighbor called 911. When they got there, they found Dorio's body in her home and her son with blood on his hands. A crash involving two police officers early this morning injured one officer in West Palm Beach. A man and woman drove off and crashed into two police cars, and an officer on foot was hit and dragged. The officer was taken to a nearby hospital with minor leg injuries. The two suspects were also hospitalized. In Deerfield Beach this week, the Broward Sheriff's Office made an arrest in the shooting death of a 16-year-old in Westside Park. A 14-year-old, Keontae Vaughn, was taken into custody and charged with one count of attempted second-degree murder in the shooting of Ricky Ferguson, who was taken to a local hospital where his mother says he died. Officials have not confirmed Ferguson's death, however. His mom posted on social media that her son had passed on. While authorities have made the arrest for second-degree attempted murder, the motive is still under investigation. A new Florida law aims to make those who live in apartment communities feel safer about who can enter their units and when. It's named in memory of a Florida college student, Mia Mercano, who disappeared from an apartment complex and was later found dead.
Mia Marcano's body was found in a wooded area near her Orlando apartment, not far from Valencia College, in the fall of 2021. Authorities believe her killer used a master key fob to enter her apartment the day she disappeared.
At least now, when someone's dropping their child off at their college apartment, they know that there was a requirement for the apartment complex to do their due diligence.
State Representative Robin Bartleman, Mia's law requires building management to do background checks on anyone with access to a master key and increases notice for entry to 24 hours. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Yeah, that's what you're going to have to do. That was you did at the porch. You
stand
want
up.
Me by your
stand up.
You want me by, you can't pick my
stand
big
up.
Can you? You were jealous of my big. You want me in this position, dog.
Body cam video just released of a Tampa police officer dragging an uncooperative woman out of his patrol car after she refused to get out of the vehicle.
When the f- I got the right to get out the car when I had a right to get in the car?
She was arrested for trespassing because she was sleeping outside the Tampa Family Health Center. She told the officer to drag her.
So go on and drag me because that's what you're doing anyway.
If you ain't walking, just walk to my
how
car.
How you going to tell me that but you're pulling me as you said and didn't say it?
Miss Marshall, get out the car. Come on. Miss Marshall, I'm going to drag you out of this car.
I already know.
I don't want to drag you out, but I need you to come get out the car.
I want you to do what you did off the porch of the doctor's office.
Come on.
Drag me.
Come on.
I want you to drag me.
Come on.
Tampa officer Gregory Damon was fired, and fortunately the woman was not injured.
Robert, I need you to use your walker and come down the driveway to us, okay?
Body cam footage shows deputies arresting an 81-year-old Florida man who was on a walker after his daughter accused him of shooting her in the arm on December 27th. The Nassau County Sheriff's Office took suspect Robert Hall into custody after he slowly made his way down the driveway using a walker.
Please come down the driveway to us. We can't come to you. Just come slowly down the middle of the driveway.
Go into the middle of the driveway, Robert.
Let's go to him before he falls.
Yeah, stand by.
Yeah, we'll get you a water, Robert. Keep coming, bud. Go to your right some. All right, listen. We're going to be good with you as long as you're good with us, okay? Hands behind your back. Hey, can somebody toss me one more set, please? You're good. Stay still, Robert. I know. We're gonna help you walk, okay?
Okay.
Let's put him in Bobby's car for now.
Whew. Police averted a harrowing threat. That wraps up the docket. Case closed.